Hello, good afternoon. My name's George Clark. I'm one of the curators of film here at Tate, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the third screening in our retrospective dedicated to the director Moomin Smihi. This screening is, all of the screenings in some ways came out of this research project that Peter Limbrick, the associate professor of film and digital media at the UC Santa Cruz, has been working on for many years to reintroduce Moomin Smihi's films and to enable them to circulate in the kind of within the US and particularly now internationally through creation of new subtitle prints and new materials. So this program is kind of first opportunity to really see these films in the UK, and sometimes in the first time they've ever been shown with English subtitles. So it's a great pleasure to be able to present those here. And this screening really kind of comes out, the series comes out of a connection between Morocco and Tangier that provided a great opportunity to present this retrospective and also to kind of highlight some of the interconnections between the visual arts and cinema, between Morocco and France, and the kind of whole diverse series of cultures that kind of permeated through Morocco, and kind of a model for different ways of thinking about history, different ways of thinking about the colonial period, and different ways of thinking about the intertextuality between literature, between cinema, between different types of cinema, different ideas of cinema, and reflections on history, and particularly the reflections on the colonial period, which is really apt to the screening that we'll see now that looks at the 44 years of Moroccan history under French control, as it was under the protectorate of France from 1912 to 1956, when Morocco gained independence. And that's a period as well that kind of reflects very much on, coincidentally, the time that Matisse himself spent in Tangier. The last film we watched with Matisse in Tangier traced the early journey of Matisse in 1912 and the continuing influence of his time in Morocco throughout his practice. And this film will kind of really open up and kind of explore that period and the diverse influences that kind of colour both its understanding, its lived experience at the time, but also how it's continued to reverberate and be understood and approached subsequently. Unlike the first film that we saw on Friday night, this film kind of really takes a broad, that focused on the moment of Moroccan independence, pre and post independence in 1956. This film kind of expands the canvas to look at a broader historical framework, but kind of shares a similar tension to both historical movements, but also the details of lived experience, the people's presence within the city, the relationships, and a whole different series of relationships, movements of reflections and engagements with history that work against these kind of grand narratives. So really the film kind of explores and kind of expands the idea of creating a singular history through this kind of fragmented and incredibly rich array of stories that can start to make up the experience, the kind of devastating experience of the colonial period. I'm very pleased that although Moomin can't be with us in the flesh, he's going to be with us remotely this evening. And to introduce him and introduce the screening in more detail, I'm going to hand over now to Peter Limbrick, the curator of the series, who will be joining us afterwards for a discussion with Moomin that we invite you all to participate in. And one final note, the film that we're showing is a brand new print. It's an archival print, and so there'll be slight black sections in the film as we go in between the reels, so just please bear with us with that. And that's about it. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming Peter Limbrick.
Thanks, George. Thank you all for coming. I'm not going to say very much, partly because George does these fantastic introductions that sort of take the wind out of my sails, which is really a compliment, because it's amazing to see not only the support that the Tate has given this series, but also the way that I think George, in his role here, really understands what's important about these films and has been just as much a champion of them over the past weeks and months putting this together as I have been over the time before that. So thank you to George, thank you to Katie, thank you to all the staff at the Tate, the projectionists who are doing a wonderful job so far. As George mentioned, this is a project that I've really kind of launched in some ways, I would say, for purely selfish reasons, because I was starting to work on Smihi's films and find them so extraordinary and find his vision to be so singular among living filmmakers working in the Arab world. And to me, this seemed like a really important project to begin to reconnect audiences to these films, which have been for a long time now known by reputation more than they have through the direct encounter. And as a film historian and film theorist, one of the most exciting things for me is to still be able to see work in environments like this with publics on the big screen. And to me, that's one of the most important functions of my role is to try to encourage that and assist that as much as possible. So it's been great putting this together. We're very lucky to have this extraordinary print tonight with thanks to the Centre Cinématographique Marocain, who produced this beautiful print, newly subtitled, for this series. My thanks also to my collaborator, Olivia Alexander, who has worked to manage this series and make sure the prints are getting to the right places at the right time, and has done a great job with that. I'm going to leave it to Moomin to say a few words in introduction to his film, and then, of course, we'll pick things up at the end as well. So I would introduce you now to Moomin Smihi. Unfortunately, not here yet. We hope to see him later in the week, but as of now, he's in Paris. And Moomin, can you hear us and see us?
Yes, good evening.
Would you like to say something just to introduce this beautiful film we're going to see tonight?
Well, with pleasure, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, George and Peter. You have said everything, most interesting things about this film. So I would like to add just that this is a very special, very wonderful screening of this film, because the film is deeply related to the English literature. Let me please tell you that more than Lawrence of Arabia, Shakespeare was the great symbol of the Arab independences, as you'll see in this film. Like Giuseppe Verdi has been for the Italian Risorgimento. And then I would like to mention also that for years and years, James Joyce fascinated me, haunted me as an amateur, literature amateur and filmmaker. And perhaps we'll talk about this after the screening. I would like really to thank you all, very all, for your kindness, your presence, and all this. Thank you very much for all of you.
Great, thank you. We wish you a good screening, and Moomin, we'll see you at the end. Okay.
Yes, please, with pleasure.
Okay, so we have about 20 to 30 minutes for some comments and discussion with Moomin Smihi, so we'll just get him back online. And Peter will start the discussion, but then you're more than welcome to ask any questions or comments, but please wait for the microphone to do so. So I'll pass over now to Peter.
Great, thank you. Well, Moomin's here. Moomin, can you hear us? We're just waiting for your image to come up on the screen.
Hear you.
And there you are. Can you hear us okay?
I hear you.
That's good. You can hear us. We can't hear you yet. Can we have some volume? There he is.
Wonderful. Okay.
Great. Well, Moomin, thank you for this beautiful film. I want to